Nos atiende Hatem Abudaye, es el director ejecutivo de la Red de Acción Árabe de los Estados Unidos. Tiene como sede Chicago, es un activista de larga trayectoria. Es el presidente de la Red Comunitaria Palestina en los Estados Unidos. Es la gran voz de los palestinos en los Estados Unidos. Es muy importante, primero que todo, saludarlo y preguntarle cuál fue el motivo de la reunión con el presidente Petro.
Good morning, Mr. Hatem. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me correctly? Hello? Mr. Hatem?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes. Can you share with us what was the reason for the meeting with President Petro?
Yes, so it was an honor, an absolute honor to be able to meet with President Petro. The Consul General in Chicago had organized a festival for the Colombian community. And so the president and a couple of his ministers were heading to New York already for the United Nations meeting. And so they decided to stop in Chicago for the festival and had heard that there was a significant Palestinian community in Chicago, the largest Palestinian community in the entire country, in fact, and also that the Palestinians had played a leadership role. My organization, especially the United States Palestinian Community Network, had played a leadership role in the protests against the Democratic National Convention, trying to stop the U.S.-supported genocide against the Palestinian people that has already killed close to 42,000 Palestinians in Gaza. And so since he has been such an incredible supporter of our people, such an incredible and important voice in the world about the genocide and how Israel needs to stop and how the United States needs to stop supporting it, he wanted to meet with one of the, you know, Palestinian organizations, and that's why we were able to meet with him.
Fue un honor absoluto para él reunirse con el presidente Gustavo Petro. Nos dice que tenían en Chicago organizado un festival para la comunidad colombiana y el presidente y algunos de sus ministros que iban a Nueva York a las Naciones Unidas pararon a Chicago en el festival y escucharon que también había allí una comunidad palestina, la más grande en todo el país, y que pues su organización jugó un papel muy importante en esas protestas que se llevaron a cabo en la Convención Demócrata en contra del genocidio de los palestinos en la Franja de Gaza, que ya lleva 42,000 muertos. Entonces, como el presidente Gustavo Petro ha apoyado tanto a su gente y ha dado un apoyo tan increíble, ha sido una voz tan importante en el mundo para defender a los palestinos y rechazar el genocidio de Israel, y pues está usando su voz para ese propósito, apoyando a la comunidad palestina, pues decidió reunirse con su organización.
Ana, pregúntele al señor Abudaye desde su organización, ¿cuál es la solución para frenar la escalada de la violencia entre Israel y Hezbollah en el norte y Hamas en el sur de Israel?
What is your opinion about what's the solution to try and control the escalation between Israel and Hezbollah on the north and then on the south of Israel and Hamas?
Well, I think it's relatively simple. I think it's exactly what President Petro has been saying. It's what the Palestinian community across the world has been saying, and it's what all of our supporters have been saying. Israel has been committing crimes against humanity. Israel has been committing a genocide acknowledged by the International Court of Justice, and has been doing it with impunity. And the reason it does it with impunity is because the United States allows it to happen. If it were not for the United States, Israel would not be able to perpetrate this genocide against the people of Gaza, and Israel would not be able to kill 300 Lebanese in the last 12 hours and injure 1,000 as well, as it escalates its war on the Arab people in Lebanon specifically, and as it launches this regional war that Netanyahu and his ultra-right wing coalition government have been itching for months. And so it really is incumbent upon the international community to pressure the United States, to be honest.
Let me translate that really quickly,
that's why
please.
It's so important for President yes. Petro to say what he says.
Pues nos dice que es relativamente simple la solución, es lo que ha venido pidiendo el presidente Gustavo Petro, lo que él ha venido diciendo y también pues lo que vienen pidiendo los palestinos alrededor del mundo y todos los que los apoyan. Nos dice que Israel está cometiendo crímenes en contra de la humanidad, está cometiendo un genocidio en la Franja de Gaza, esto ya lo ha avalado la Corte Internacional de Justicia y sigue haciendo esto con impunidad y lo hace con impunidad porque Estados Unidos permite que esto ocurra. Si no fuera por Estados Unidos, Israel no estaría cometiendo este genocidio. Nos dice que Israel no podría matar estos 300 libaneses que murieron en las últimas horas y dejado más de 1,000 heridos en esta escalada de guerra en el Líbano en contra de los árabes. Nos dice que está lanzando esta guerra regional Israel con el apoyo de los Estados Unidos y gracias a su coalición de ultraderecha que busca por meses hacer esta ofensiva. Entonces nos dice que no queda más para la comunidad internacional que presionar para que acabe este genocidio, estos ataques de Israel, y pues se necesitan por eso voces como la del presidente Petro.
Pero más allá de ese encuentro, Ana, de ese saludo y de esa fotografía, el señor Abudaye habló con el presidente Petro de temas políticos, anticipándose a reuniones que el presidente vaya a tener en Nueva York esta semana. ¿Llevó él algún mensaje tal vez de la comunidad palestina o de Hamas o de Hezbollah al presidente Petro?
Apart from that, you know, that greeting and that picture, were you able to speak with President Petro about political issues, perhaps giving him a message from the Palestinian people in your community, or he shares some of his beliefs for the upcoming meetings he's going to have this week in New York?
Yeah, I mean, what we did was tell him how appreciative our communities across the world are of the positions that he and his government have taken. On May Day this year, he announced that he would cut all ties with Israel because of the genocide. Cut diplomatic ties with Israel, and immediately, I believe four other countries in Latin America followed suit. So, again, proof of how important it is for President Petro, representing the second largest country in South America, to take leadership on this issue the way the South Africans took leadership on this issue by suing Israel in the International Court of Justice and bringing the charge of genocide against Israel. So, yes, we thanked him for that perspective. We thanked him for taking it's not just rhetoric when it comes from the president of Colombia. It was also the fact that he took this step to cut ties with Israel, even though Israel attacked him mercilessly on social media and in diplomatic circles because of it. But he did a very brave, a very principled thing. And he promised, he pledged, him and the foreign minister was in the meeting, the minister on environmental rights, the consul general, the ambassador to the U.S., they were all in the meeting with us, and they pledged that when they went to New York, that they were going to continue to advocate for the Palestinian people, that they were going to continue to fight to stop this genocide. And in anticipation of what we see is happening right now, terrorist Israel going after the people of Lebanon as well, that they were going to do their best to bring an end to that war in the international arena as well.
Pues nos dice que pues básicamente lo que hicieron fue agradecerle de parte de la comunidad palestina en el mundo por las posiciones que ha tomado el presidente Gustavo Petro, por las posiciones que ha tomado su gobierno, por el anuncio de que cortaría relaciones con Israel por los actos de genocidio. Nos dice que esto fue seguido por otros 4 países de Latinoamérica que también tomaron medidas y siguieron con demandas o pedidos a Israel en ese sentido de parar el genocidio, lo cual demuestra lo importante que es el liderazgo del presidente Gustavo Petro y del segundo país más grande de Sudamérica, así como el liderazgo que también asumió Sudáfrica en la Corte Internacional de Justicia al adelantar ese cargo de genocidio en contra de Israel. Entonces le agradecieron por eso, y no es solo retórica cuando viene de parte del presidente de Colombia, sino que también tomó ese paso importante diplomático de romper relaciones, a pesar de que Israel lo atacó en redes sociales, de que lo atacaron en círculos diplomáticos. Tomó una decisión bastante valiente, basadas en principios, y pues el gabinete del presidente Petro, el canciller, el embajador de Colombia en Estados Unidos, todos los que estaban presentes ahí, prometieron que iban a seguir luchando en Nueva York por los palestinos, para que pare el genocidio, y anticipándose también a lo que va a pasar en el Líbano, también prometieron pues pedir por esa gente que se está viendo afectada ahora en el sur del Líbano.
Ana, el FBI le hizo una redada a la casa de nuestro invitado, al parecer por una investigación, por apoyo material de Hamas y de Hezbollah. ¿Qué tan cercano es él a esas organizaciones terroristas?
The FBI raided one of your properties. We are under the understanding at some point, because they were investigating alleged links with Hezbollah and Hamas. Can you share with us, I mean, what happened with that investigation, and if you have any links with these organizations?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that happened 14 years ago. That was in 2010. We called it exactly what it was at that time, which was a witch hunt. They attacked 23 organizers and activists in the Midwest. They raided some of our homes. They subpoenaed us to a federal grand jury. And we fought back immediately. Within a day, we had formed a national defense committee, the Committee to Stop FBI Repression. And what we said is that we were being attacked for our solidarity work. We were being attacked because we were protesting and advocating against Plan Colombia at that time, the plan that sent billions of dollars to the Colombian government to essentially repress the peasant movement and the workers' movement, to kill peasants and workers at that time, the government of Colombia, and to support the Palestinian people in their fight for liberation against the settler, colonialist, racist, apartheid state of Israel. Nothing ever came out of that investigation. Nobody testified to the federal grand jury. Nobody was charged. Nobody was arrested. They tried to intimidate us. They tried to intimidate the movement for Palestinian rights and the movement to support the campesinos and the workers in Colombia, and they were defeated. We defeated them. The mass movement in the United States defeated them. They were never able to charge anybody or arrest anybody.
Let me translate that.
And
really
what
quick.
We said from the beginning was true, that it was a witch hunt only.
Bueno, eso pasó hace 14 años, en el año 2010, y en ese momento lo llamaron lo que era, y para ellos se trató de una cacería de brujas. Nos dice que fue una persecución en contra de 23 organizaciones de activistas de Medio Oriente, allanaron sus casas, y pues nos dice que ellos pelearon denunciando esa represión en contra de estas organizaciones, que estaba siendo atacada por su trabajo solidario con diferentes protestas, luchando también en contra del Plan Colombia, que fue ese dinero que le enviaron millones de dólares a Colombia, que para él atentaba en contra de los trabajadores, de los campesinos, y también una lucha que libraban por los palestinos, a favor de esa pelea de liberarlos del colonialismo de Israel, del estado de apartheid. Y nos dice que absolutamente nada salió de esa investigación, nadie testificó, no hubo cargos, no hubo arrestos, no hubo ningún tipo de intimidación. Lo que hubo para él fue intimidación hacia ellos y en contra del movimiento de palestinos por apoyar a los campesinos, a los trabajadores en Colombia y también a todas esas personas que ganaron por ese movimiento en masas y que no pudieron procesar.
Grace, acaba de anunciar el Pentágono que Estados Unidos va a mandar más tropas estadounidenses hacia Oriente Próximo, precisamente por esa escalada de violencia entre Israel y Hezbollah. Yo quiero saber qué piensa él sobre esta respuesta de Estados Unidos y sobre la respuesta de Estados Unidos en general. Mr. Abudaya, it has been announced, the Pentagon just announced that the U.S. is sending more troops to the Middle East. Because of this escalation of differences of confrontations between Israel and Hezbollah. What is your opinion about this and of the U.S. Reaction and messages during these confrontations?
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising at all. And it's just proof that the Democrats in this country are just as bad as the Republicans, that there is no lesser of two evils, that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden deserve their nicknames from our community, deserve to be called Genocide Joe Biden and Killer Kamala Harris. And the fact that they are allowing Israel to escalate this war and make it a regional war, that they are announcing, and I haven't heard it, but I take your word for it, that they're announcing that they're going to be sending U.S. troops into the region, that they, you know, the U.S. already has dozens and dozens of bases in the Gulf states, have been, you know, been there trying to repress the people's movements in Palestine and other Arab countries for decades and decades. There's nothing surprising about it. It's exactly why we say there's no difference between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. In fact, we say there's no difference really between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And this is proof of that, yes, that the United States is being pulled into a regional war, and that it is our responsibility as activists and organizers in the United States, Palestinians and Arabs and people of conscience and people from the anti-war movement generally have to be out into the streets to stop this war, because now it is a U.S. war. The genocide against the Palestinian people has always been the responsibility of the United States. Israel would not have been able to do it without, yes, the United States. And now the U.S. is putting its own soldiers there, and we have to stop it.
Well, thank you so much for your time in W Radio. It's been a pleasure having you today in our show.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
No le sorprende para nada, él no lo había visto, pero cree absolutamente esa noticia porque nos dice que es prueba de que los demócratas en los Estados Unidos son tan malos como los republicanos. No hay un mal menor entre estos dos partidos. Nos dice que tanto Kamala y Biden pues tienen un apodo dentro de la comunidad palestina y merecen ser llamados así, como la asesina Kamala y el genocida Joe Biden, porque están permitiendo que Israel escale esta guerra y están permitiendo hacer esta guerra una regional, y que anuncien que van a mandar tropas estadounidenses a la región. Pues nos dice que ya Estados Unidos tiene docenas de bases en los países del Golfo, y nos dice que por eso reiteran que no hay diferencia entre Kamala y Joe, no hay diferencia incluso entre Kamala y Trump, y esto es una prueba de eso. Nos dice que esta es una guerra responsabilidad de los Estados Unidos, porque Estados Unidos está permitiendo que esto ocurra, y los palestinos deben salir a protestar, y todas las personas que están con ellos, para rechazar esta presencia de tropas estadounidenses allí.